Welcome back, everybody. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network. I have got a guest with me today that I think represents, amongst other great guests that I've had on this program, but really represents the best of the future of the Democratic Party. His name is Trevor Young. He is a candidate for the State Senate District 21 in this next year. He has been on Racine's Common Council. He was, in fact, the youngest person elected to the Common Council since 1862, y'all. Whoa! And he is currently the director of Ride Racine. Again, thanks for sticking around with us, Trevor. Great to have you with us. And I wanted to talk about these, the five T's. Folks, you can find these and more background on Trevor at Trevor Young. His last name is spelled J-U-N as in Carl Young, TrevorYoung.com. Tell us about the five T's and how you landed on these key parts of your platform for your candidacy.
Well, that's a great question, Maggie. And thank you for allowing me to talk about like the policies, right? And I think that's a huge part that gets missed in these political discussions because we're so focused on personality. So the opportunity to talk about the ideas that make a difference in people's lives, I really do appreciate that. So the five T's are just something that we came up with to frame how do we make people's lives better in southeastern Wisconsin? How do we become more economically competitive? How do we attract the next generation of talent? How do we make sure that people have the skills that they need to support themselves and their families? So the five T's are this. Number one, training. We have to make sure that people have those skills to be able to get good paying jobs in order to build the next generation of economic growth. Number two is talent. What are we doing in terms of infrastructure, in terms of amenities within southeastern Wisconsin to attract folks who have those skills already? And number three, transportation. We've got to get the basics right, and we have to invest in choices when it comes to transportation. May that be having quality roads, having public transportation systems, having passenger rail expanded throughout the state of Wisconsin. Technology. What can we do to leverage this revolution in technology to better the functions of state government? And then finally, tourism. What can we do to make sure that visitors fuel the quality of life for residents? So if we have a public policy framework based around those five T's, I think we can actually make a huge difference in people's lives and then take care of those who are also the most vulnerable.
As an economist and someone that's worked at various levels of government, those five T's resonated with me because these, they're not partisan things. These are very common sense. These are things that I think every single one of us can understand. We've got great universities. We've got to make sure that we've got a talent pipeline, that we're not experiencing brain drain. Training for people. You know, I'm old enough to remember when NAFTA was coming about, and every single economist that was worth their salt said very clearly, we're going to need relocation and job retraining and upskilling. Well, Republicans stood in the way back then, and we've seen a massive dislocation and disaffectation of folks that used to be able to support their families through manufacturing jobs all across Wisconsin. That was really, and frankly, all across the upper Midwest. It's why they're all swing states now, because people correctly perceive that they're getting screwed by the billionaire and 100 millionaire class that's got their names on buildings and, you know, cutting $20 million checks for Supreme Court campaigns, maybe in the state of Wisconsin. I've digressed. Transportation, technology, and tourism. I just think this is so appealing. I think it is dead on, Trevor. And I wanted to ask you a little bit in our closing. We've got about 3 minutes here. I want you to talk about how important it is that you actually run something. You're in charge of a $10 million budget. I've worked in the public sector and run departments and had a lot of folks work for me. You work with public servants. You know what it's like to try to get things done. Describe for folks an example of that or why you think that experience makes you particularly qualified, especially given your opponent's long-term sucking at the teat of the taxpayers as a longtime elected official.
Yeah, I think a great example is when the Social Security office in Racine moved from the heart of the city out near the interstate. So here's a population that absolutely needs this public service, you know, the elderly, the disabled. And bringing that asset from the heart of where people can, you know, walk there or take transit out to a suburbanized center along an interstate corridor, when that announcement was made, we didn't, you know, try to entertain a bureaucracy. We didn't try to, you know, see which check boxes that we needed to take. We knew that senior citizens needed to get to the Social Security office. We knew that people needed to get to that building. And so for us, we jumped on it and we made sure we made that adjustment. Even though I'm, you know, 29 years old, I've run this department for 3 years. I've served on the city council with the city of Racine for about 6.5 years. And that experience, being able to be proactive, but at the same time recognizing that state government has been adversarial to our mission, is what inspired me to do this work.
Folks, again, that is Trevor Young. He's running for the state Senate District 21 seat against a guy that's held it for far too long. I like to see fresh blood everywhere in our politics these days. You can find out more about Trevor and his 5 T's to move Wisconsin and District 21 forward at trevoryoung.com. It's about putting the partisanship aside and actually crafting solutions like you did when they moved to the Social Security office. People got to get there, so you figure out how to get it done and you get it done. I love doers. I don't love permanent politicians. So best of luck to you, Trevor. Please come back and talk to us again. When we come back on the other side of this fine program, I'm going to be talking to another doer, Sarah Harrison. She's a candidate for State Senate District 5, small business owner, and that will be Wednesday's edition of Broad Appeal right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Thanks, Maggie.
Thank you.